こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 98. Today in this episode, we will learn about passive form. Now let's go. Japanese language makes far more use of passive language and passive verbs than English. The passive voice in Japanese is used for various reasons. One reason is that both the Japanese language and Japanese culture are very indirect. As a result, the passive voice is more frequently used in Japan than in some other countries. Now first, let's look at how to make passive form. For group 1, 書きます becomes 書かれます書かれます。So you will omit I-M-A-S-U and put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U. 急ぎます急ぎます to hurry becomes 急がれます急がれます. Again, we will omit I-M-A-S-U and put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U.M-A-S-U. 読みます. Passive form is 読まれます. 読まれます. 取ります. Passive form is 取られます. 取られます. There are three exceptions. When there is し, ち, or い before ます. For example, 話します.To speak, passive form is 話されます話されます So we cannot say 話されます But instead we say 話されます To wait, 待ちます待ちます To wait, passive form is 待たれます待たれますSo we cannot say 待ちれます but instead we will say 待たれます。買います to buy. Passive form is 買われます。買われます。So we cannot say 買われます but we have to say 買われます。Now let's look at group 2.
食べます becomes 食べられます。食べられます。
So for group 2, we will simply omit ます and put together with られます。
見ます。To see, to watch. Passive form is 見られます。見られます。教えます。To teach.
Passive form is 教えられます。教えられます。
覚えます
is to remember. Passive form,
覚えられます。覚えられます。
Group 3.
来ます becomes 来られます。来られます。
And します becomes されます。されます。So the passive form of group 2 verbs and 来ます of group 3is exactly the same as potential form. So we have to understand from the context whether it's potential form or passive form. Now let's make some sentences with passive forms. In the passive sentence, the object becomes the subject and the transitive verb is changed into the passive form. The particle に is attached to the noun which is the source of the action.For example,
先生は私を褒めました。先生は私を褒めました。
This means, my teacher praised me.
褒めます is to praise.
Now we will make the sentence into, I was praised by my teacher. This is passive form. So,
褒めます。
Passive form is,
褒められます。褒められます
since this is group 2. So the subject of the sentence will be 私. So 私 comes first.
私は
And then the source of the action is 先生, the teacher. After this, the particle will be に.
私は先生に褒められました. 私は先生に褒められました.
So this means I was praised by my teacher. So we have to be careful of the particles. After the source of the action, the particle will change into に. Let's do another example. John asked the teacher a question.
ジョンは先生に質問をしました. ジョンは先生に質問をしました.
So 質問をします is to ask a question. Now let's make this into passive sentence. We want to make it to the teacher was asked a question by John. So the teacher comes first.
先生は.
And then the doer. And then the source of the action is John. So after John, we will use particle に.
先生はジョンに.
And then the passive form of 質問をします will be
質問をされます. 質問をされます. 先生はジョンに質問をされました. 先生はジョンに質問をされました.
The mother scolds the kid. To scold is
叱ります. 叱ります.
So,
お母さんは子供を叱りました. お母さんは子供を叱りました.
Now let's make this into passive form.
叱ります.
Passive form is
叱られます. 叱られます.
So,
子供はお母さんに叱られました. 子供はお母さんに叱られました.
The kid was scolded by his mother. So this is how to make passive form. However, when the object is an inanimate thing, it is difficult to make the passive sentence. For example, Tanaka-san ate an apple.
Tanaka-san はリンゴを食べました.
Tanaka-san はリンゴを食べました. It is a bit awkward to make this into a passive sentence. The apple was eaten by Mr. Tanaka.
リンゴは田中さんに食べられました.
So for inanimated things, we don't really use this passive form. So today we learned about how to make passive form. If it's group 1, you will omit I-M-A-S-U and then put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U. Such as
書きます. 書かれます. 急ぎます. 急がれます.
For group 2, we will simply omit must and put together with られます. Such as
食べます. 食べられます. 見ます. 見られます.
For group 3, 来ます becomes
来られます.
And します becomes されます. And then when we make a passive sentence, we will use the particle に after a source of the action. So for example,
私は先生に褒められました. 私は先生に褒められました.
I was praised by my teacher. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you are interested in Japanese grammar, I have my YouTube channel, so please check it out. The link is in the description. I also have my Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございました。バイバイ。